The United Nations' children's agency, UNICEF, says nearly a quarter of children in conflict zones have either dropped out of school, struggled to complete their education, or never start school at all. UNICEF's report coincides with the UN appeal for billions of dollars to help the 22 million people affected by the Syrian conflict. Anne Barker reports.
It might seem in war there are far bigger priorities for children than going to school. Just this month, for example, we've seen pictures of emaciated children in Syria at risk of dying from starvation. But the impact of war on schooling around the world is staggering. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, has reported nearly 24 million children in 22 countries affected by conflict are not in school. And in some countries, an entire generation of kids risks missing out on education altogether.
We can't assume that education is something that can be picked up again when the crisis is over, particularly when we look at how long some of these crises are lasting. Childhood is of a finite time, and we look at average displacement, it can be 12 to 14 years, and that's an entire academic lifetime for children.
Lisa Bender is an education and emergency specialist at UNICEF, which has found nearly one in four of the 109 million children in conflict zones around the world are missing out on education. In South Sudan and Niger, around half of all kids aged between 6 and 15 are not in school. In Afghanistan and Sudan, the figure is about 40%. In Syria, the number is unknown because of the massive displacement of people and the exodus of refugees.
What we see is that when children don't start smart, that means start on time, and aren't able to have that early continuity, it can actually hurt their physical development, their brain development, their social development, and it also just means unlikely that they will go to school ever or go back to school if they have to drop out.
Where exactly are children when they're not in school, and how much is there an added risk then that they are going to become soldiers of war, they're going to join extremist organizations like ISIS?
Well, what we know when children aren't in school, again, if they drop out because of a crisis, they're very unlikely to go back. And that may be because they are recruited. It may be because they're engaged in very dangerous forms of child labor, or it may be more mundane responsibilities like having to take over as head of household because children have lost their parents. They have to take care of younger siblings. Families may be poor. They have to work in farms. So there are a lot of direct and indirect impacts of conflict.
UNICEF says it's a mistake to think education is not a priority and even in the worst war zones. Kids themselves say it's the number one thing they want, yet Lisa Bender says aid agencies and donors too often put education as a much lower priority.
When we look at humanitarian appeals, education receives less than 2% of the money that's allocated to respond to populations that are affected by crisis, and that's just not enough.
The UNICEF report coincides with a broader UN appeal for $8 billion in funding to help the 22.5 million people affected by the conflict in Syria. International donors at a conference in London next month on Syria's humanitarian crisis will be asked to commit large amounts to help more than 13 million people displaced inside Syria and the millions more who fled across the border. The UN says Syria's neighbours, including Turkey, Jordan and Lebanon, are shouldering the biggest burden of caring for refugees.
Anne Barker.